This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Tomorrow, the International Consumer Electronics Show kicks off, but today, the swarms of company reps and entrepreneurs have arrived in Las Vegas. And one topic that's already big news is Google's Open Auto Alliance. There was news ahead of this week's show about the tech giant partnering with Audi to put its Android operating system in cars. But it turns out the partnership is much bigger than that. It includes Honda and even behemoth General Motors. I'm joined by Tim Stevens, editor-at-large at CNET. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So we had hints about Audi running Android, but it turns out the so-called OAA is bigger than that.
Yeah, Google has announced that they are basically opening up an alliance for other manufacturers to start supporting Android within their cars, which is good because we're seeing a lot of fragmentation on the automotive space, which is all these manufacturers are creating their own app platforms. So finally, we're seeing some standardization, and I hope that Google can push this forward.
A lot of new cars these days come with mapping software, things like that. But are we talking about safety here? What might come in these new cars with running Android?
So each manufacturer is basically trying to figure out what's safe for them, what's right for them, and they're coming up with different answers. So if Google can get all these partners working together, they can hopefully develop some standards that work across the industry. What size buttons are allowed, how much text is okay, how much text is distracting, and basically what kind of apps are okay for the driver to interact with and how. That's the big question.
Is this kind of part of Google's long-term plan for self-driving cars?
I definitely think right now we're just talking about infotainment and that kind of thing. But certainly Google would like to be doing more than just providing directions and streaming music and that kind of thing. But, you know, with automotive manufacturers, you got to kind of go baby steps. I don't think they're going to hand over the keys to the whole car just yet. So if they can work happily with Google on this sort of thing, then maybe down the road we could see some more automated driving solutions and things like that.
Tim Stevens is editor-at-large at CNET and is at the Consumer Electronics Show this week. Tim, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.